is participating by phone. She's asked to participate by phone. Does anybody have any objections to her participation by phone? Seeing none, we'll move right into communications.
Number 26, request of Sylvia Jackson Riley to address council regarding STARS mentoring program.
Good morning.
Good
Welcome.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. My name is Sylvia Jackson Riley, and this is Dante Riley. We are the founder and co-founder of STARS Mentoring Program. STARS is an acronym for Successful Transition for At-Risk Students. We have been running this nonprofit out of our pocket for about 8 years now, and so we're here to let City Council know that we're out here and what we're doing and who we serve. So I am a native of Portland, Oregon, graduate of Grant High School. I have a daughter who's 23 and a son who's 26. We offer a variety of programming for alternative schools students between the ages of 12 and 21. We serve approximately 150 students annually, offering a basketball league, a volleyball league, music program, gardening group, cheerleading program, and a glee club. We also provide student retreats, day seminars, field trips, and outings. And like I said before, this program is being funded solely out of our pockets and on the backs of volunteers.
And so it's great that we're able to provide this for our students, and they're knocking on the doors every year. When is programming? When is it happening again? And it's really depending on how much extra money we have, right? Again, we're serving 150, 200 students, and they begin to call STARS home. So it's a little bit heavier than us just saying we can't do it anymore. And as you know, the crisis that our community is in now, being able to provide these outings, these different options, is an option to the violence in the street right now. And a lot of this stuff is generational. A lot of these students don't know better. So offering these things give us the opportunity to mentor them and try to give them the path to be a successful contributing member to the community.
Let me ask you a question. It won't take from your time because, Keelan, I think you forgot to hit the time.
I saw that anyway,
but free time is good time. And it's an important conversation. I know you've been trying to meet with me as well.
Yes.
And I want you to know that I apologize that I have not had the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
And I really appreciate the work that you're doing in the community. I certainly hear about it, and I hear about it through the Mayor's Office of Youth Violence Prevention. Did we not also give you a grant? It was my understanding that the office did at one point give you a grant.
Yes.
Yes, they have been supporting us, I would say, for the last three summers.
Okay, was that helpful?
Very.
Okay.
Yeah, very helpful. It's very helpful. But again, we're talking about 250 students throughout a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it helps.
Okay,
let's say
good.
That.
Well, I would like to schedule that meeting. And Tia, maybe you could help make sure we get the contact information.
We have a meeting scheduled for Friday at 3:30.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm glad I didn't take the time because I'm completely wasting it. But I'm glad.
We have this scheduled prior to us getting a meeting with you.
Okay, good.
But what I did wanted to let you guys know is that there are 150 gang members off the streets every single Friday night, and half of them on Saturdays because we open up the gym. That's huge for this community.
Great.
While Portland Public Schools has their basketball league going on, there's a whole other alternative basketball league going on that we provide that are keeping kids off the streets affected by gangs Friday nights.
Pretty much students that are in non-traditional high school, alternative school settings. Again, the normalcy in going to school, right? We all go to high school, and the extra clubs and the extra things keep us engaged in school and kind of, you know, help us drive towards the credits that we need to stay engaged with the groups. When you take those groups away, these students that are in non-traditional high schools, and they don't have an opportunity to excel in positive things, they excel in negative things, right? That team don't really make cuts. They're always accepting players, right?
Okay. Commissioner Hurst, do you?
Thank you. I just want to say it's good to see you both again. We met shortly after I took office.
Yes.
And who knew that my life would go so crazy that I would, like, not have free 5 or 10 minutes to do follow-up. So I want to apologize because I love what you're doing. I love what you do. I love the positive opportunities that you provide to young people. And I believe when we talked, I talked about the Office of Civic and Community Life and their grant process. Mm-hmm. And so I don't, have you had any success in actually reaching out to that office?
No, we have not.
So maybe we can assist you with actually making a direct link to someone in that office. Again, I just applaud the fact that you've been doing this for so long out of your own pocket. And I know when I met with you, I was just like overwhelmed with the positive work that you're doing because of your passion, not because anybody's making you do this. So thank you very much. Appreciate you both being
here.
And while we're in a pause, Commissioner Fritz also had a question on the phone.
Yes.
I have a question too.
Good morning. Thank you for coming in. I noticed you have a Helen Hughes School lanyard on, and I really appreciate the work that you do.
Yes, I've been at Helen Hughes for 13
years. My question is, if people want to donate to help support the work you're doing, how do they get in touch with you to donate?
www.starsmentoringprogram.com, and there's a link, a donation button tab on the website.
That brilliant. Thank you very much.
And you got your question.
Yeah.
We got team effort going.
Okay.
Great. Sorry. We're
no worries.
These interruptions you should take as enthusiastic encouragement and gratitude for what you're doing. Please continue.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, talk about a little bit about the Bridge and the Gap game that we do with the gang task force and the officers. We bring our students in from the alternative programs to play a gang together with the officers so they can see each other in a different light. We've done this for the last 4 years at SEI in April, and it's really been positive and just looking to grow that again with the students and the officers.
Yeah. I look forward to coming and talking to your girls this year.
Yes.
All right. Sweet.
Thank you both.
Right,
thank
you.
Thanks
very
for
much.
Coming in. We appreciate it.